3, 2, 1, go! Okay.
Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced a position statement from the Exercise and Sports Science Australia on exercise medicine in cancer management. In the second post, we summarized a study where the authors found that a single item patient acceptable symptom state, or PASS question, may be enough to identify a patient who views their knee recovery as unsuccessful after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors conducted a cohort study to determine if the response to a PASS question would relate to a successful outcome 1 year after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. The authors defined a successful outcome based on two methods. The first, a patient's change in KOOS pain or knee-related quality of life that exceeds a previously defined clinically important difference. And the second approach was that their final KOOS pain or knee-related quality of life scores exceeded previously defined patient acceptable thresholds. The authors enrolled over 550 patients who underwent anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction between February 2015 and June 2016 at three centers. Out of the 464 participants eligible for this study, only about 300 participants completed the KOOS right before surgery and at 1 year after surgery. Also, at the 1 year follow-up assessment, patients answered the PASS question, which was, taking into account all the activity you have during your daily life, your level of pain, and also your activity limitations and participation restrictions, do you consider the current state of your knee satisfactory? To this question, patients could answer yes or no. The majority of patients were satisfied with the anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction at 1 year follow-up. Additionally, most reached a successful outcome with a score of greater than 63 for the KOOS quality of life subscale and a score of greater than 89 for the KOOS pain subscale. Lastly, the PASS demonstrated high sensitivity at 93%, but poor specificity at 47%. The overall agreement between the KOOS-based successful outcome and PASS acceptable outcome was moderate, with an agreement of around 80%. The authors found that a yes to the PASS question was able to identify patients that feel they had positive outcomes following surgery based on the KOOS. Due to the low false negative value, the patient acceptable symptom state question can be useful in identifying patients that failed to benefit from surgery. This would allow medical professionals to then intervene with additional methods to enhance patient outcomes. However, the patient acceptable symptom state question demonstrated low specificity. Patients who did not report clinically successful scores following the anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction on the KOOS subscales still often reported being satisfied with their knee. This may be due to patients experiencing improvements in other aspects of their health that the authors never measured. While these results remind clinicians of the value of single-item assessments, we should also acknowledge that many people failed to complete the study, and it is unclear if people who never attended follow-up were more likely to have less optimal outcomes. Furthermore, some of the KOOS thresholds are based on how they relate to a single-item assessment. Hence, it may not be that surprising that the PASS question performed well. Finally, it may have been helpful if the authors used multiple patient-reported outcome measures to define post-surgical success. Despite these limitations, clinicians may find the PASS question helpful for determining if a patient is satisfied with their knee and to identify patients who may need additional screening or treatment. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an infographic on optimal loading after a knee injury. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the infographic on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.